You know, a lot of times marriage is about not finding what you were expecting and not expecting what you found. We're going to talk about that on a mini-series on marriage called Great Expectations on the Repurposed Man podcast. Welcome back to the Repurposed Man podcast. After an extended layoff, trying to get in the last bits of summer and summer vacation, and also just preparing for new things coming up in the fall. You know, whether you're getting married, you're newlyweds, or maybe you've been married for a while, you should be able to relate to what we're going to be talking about in this mini-series, in the mini-series on marriage called Great Expectations. When we speak of expectations, it's safe to assume we're talking about things that are likely to happen. But the problem isn't that our expectations aren't met, but the problem usually is that our feelings about those expectations, a lot of times expectations become imperatives that move beyond a healthy desire for marriage to what I call a selfish essential. If you did or you do any premarital counseling or training, you are no doubt asked about expectations that you have for marriage. And hopefully you were able to identify some realistic expectations. On the list that usually is brought up, we have things like finances, communication, roles in marriage, parenting, in-laws, extended family issues. Those usually seem to be the recurring top expectations that are voiced. And so the starting point for healthy desires for marriage is an understanding, first, that perfection can never be an expectation for you or your spouse in any scenario. When you put perfection as an expectation, you're usually setting yourself up for failure, or at the very least, for a lot of difficulty. Unhealthy expectations are usually born out of selfishness or personal dysfunction from the past that was never or unsuccessfully dealt with. You know, a lot of times we bring stuff from our, what they call, family of origin into marriage, and maybe it was our modeling of marriage by our folks. That may have an impact as well on expectations. A lot of people, though, see the wedding itself as the accomplishment. And what we have to do is realize that the wedding day, as great as it is, that's just the beginning of the journey. It is the till death do we part daily commitment that's where the healthy marriage thrives. How we approach that, how we're equipped to approach that, and how aware we are in approaching that. The healthiest thing a couple can do to anchor their marriage is to find out what God wants for their marriage. And He's not silent about this. He's clear about His desire for every marriage. He wants us to reflect His love to each other. He wants us to glorify Him through our union. He wants us to impact those around us because of our love for Him and each other. Examples of grace. And we could say that these are expectations that He has for our marriage. God wants to be at the center of our relationship. And have you ever thought that even well-intended Christians can put their marriage or even their spouse in a position they were never meant to have? Well, that's going to be our next topic in the series, Great Expectations. In part two, we'll address when spouses become idols on the next Repurposed Man podcast. I'm Bob Dyer. Thanks for joining me.